Chapter 9.
The tactical officer stepped up to the Chimera's bridge command station, bringing his heels smartly together.
All units signal ready, Admiral, he reported.
Excellent, Thrawn said, his voice glacially calm. Prepare for light speed.
Pelion threw a glance at the Grand Admiral, then returned his attention to the bank of tactical and status readouts facing him, to the readouts and to the blackness outside that seemed to have swallowed up the rest of Pelion's five-ship task force. 3,000ths of a light-year away, the Bipfash system's sun was a mere pinprick, indistinguishable from the other stars blazing all around them. Conventional military wisdom frowned on this business of picking a spot just outside the target system as a jumping-off point. It was considered dangerously easy for one or more ships to get lost on the way to such a rendezvous, and it was difficult to make an accurate hyperspace jump over so short a distance. He and Thrawn, in fact, had had a long and barely civilized argument over the idea the first time the Grand Admiral had included it in one of his attack plans. Now, after nearly a year of practice, the procedure had become almost routine. Perhaps, Pelion thought, the Chimera's crew wasn't as inexperienced as their ignorance of proper military protocol sometimes made them seem.
Captain, is my flagship ready?
Pelion brought his mind back to the business at hand. All ship defenses showed ready. The TIE fighters in their bays were manned and poised.
The Chimera is fully at your command, Admiral, he said.
The formal question and response, a ghostly remembrance of the days when proper military protocol was the order of the day throughout the galaxy.
Excellent, Thrawn said.
He swiveled in his chair to face the figure seated near the rear of the bridge.
Master Sabaoth, he nodded. Are my other two task forces ready?
They are, Sabaoth said gravely. They await merely my command.
Pelion winced and threw another glance at Thrawn, but the Grand Admiral had apparently decided to let the comment pass.
Then command them,
he told Sabaoth, reaching up to stroke the Isilimir draped across the framework fastened to his chair.
Captain,
begin the count.
Yes, sir.
Pelion reached to his board, touched the timer switch. Scattered around them, the other ships would be locking on to that signal, all of them counting down together. The timer went to zero, and with a flare of star lines through the forward ports, the Chimera jumped. Ahead, the star lines faded into the mottling of hyperspace. Speed 0.3, the helmsman in the crew pit below called out, confirming the readout on the displays.
Acknowledged,
Pelion said, flexing his fingers once and settling his mind into combat mode as he watched the timer now counting up from zero. 70 seconds. 74, 75, 76. The star lines flared again into the mottled sky and shrank back into stars, and the Chimera had arrived.
All fighters, launch!
Pelion called, throwing a quick look at the tactical holo floating over his display bank. They had come out of hyperspace exactly as planned, within easy striking range of the double planet of Bipfash and its complicated system of moons.
Response?
He called to the tactical officer.
Defending fighters, launching from the third moon, the other reported. Nothing larger visible as yet.
Get a location on that fighter base, Thrawn ordered, and detail the inexorable to move in and destroy it.
Yes, sir,